All personnel, after transition ops 101, discontinue all LDB PMU reads for remainder of countdown. Go ahead.
Yeah, step 896, orbital receive SM alert and backup caution warning tones from Space Lab during ops 1 transition.
Yeah, DPS, TPE, RSL, you copy?
1TD on air to ground 1212, comm check, how do you read? 1TD, 212.
OTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, take BFS to ops 1 for your checklist.
In work.
OTC. Pull out some BFS horizontal fit displays for your checklist.
Come on. CDR, BFS is now on ops 1, no unexpected faults.
CDR? Yeah, OTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, configure contingency abort, you all steer per your checklist.
Roger, in work.
CVFS? Uplink?
CD, step 936, you can perform the VFS pre-flight uplink loading.
NPD. SRO on 212.
Go ahead, SRO.
We will be bringing the command carrier down momentarily.
OTC. You are also go to perform your MPS helium reconfiguration.
CD on 212 and 232, conducting the briefing. 1450 GMT and closes at 1720 GMT. A second launch attempt is possible. There are no COAs for today's launch. After an issue between T-minus 9 minutes and T-minus 31 seconds, the countdown clock will be restarted upon successful resolution of the problem without a go survey made of all elements. At T-minus 5 minutes, perform APU start upon command of OTC only.
These copies in the MPS helium reconfigured complete.
ER, pad egress system is nominal. Evacuation helo pad is 8.
Copies.
Team disabled telephone ringers at this time. Ingress and egress of the firing room will not be allowed after resuming the count at T-minus 20 minutes until after launch or flight crew egress if a recycle occurs. If there is an extended hold at T-minus 9 minutes, limited firing room access will be allowed. All personnel not active in terminal count will monitor OIS channel 217. All personnel, bear in mind that critical post-launch operations will be in progress after a successful launch, so keep firing room activities and noise to a minimum. Minus 5 minutes, any hold, manual or GLS, should be accompanied by a description of the problem and a recommendation. The count clock will continue until T-minus 31 seconds unless the recommendation to hold at the next milestone is necessary. Problem resolution and discussion will continue in parallel with the count proceeding to T-minus 31 seconds. That's the briefing.
Yes, DM.
Go ahead, STM.
Yes, I'd like step 966, please.
CWS, go.
946 through 951 are complete. All steps performed. Ohms RCS cross-feed valves are configured for flight.
Safety council 212.
Go ahead, safety.
52 and 963 are verified at this time.
All non-essential personnel have cleared the LDA.
That's correct, sir.
964, you can terminate video track and recording of the closeout crew.
Copy.
STM copies.
7, fuel cell purge complete, ready for load adjust.
Copy that. EPD, FCP, ECL.
ECL.
169, adjust fuel cell loads.
EPD copies.
20D.
We'll hold in 2 minutes, 42 seconds.
ASL?
Go ahead, ASL.
Yes, we need to begin with the order configuration.
Okay, you ready for that now?
Yes, sir.
Houston flight RPS, NTD. NTD. 972, you can activate the OX recorders.
We'll put that in work.
I saw about the CMTC on 145 also.
CMTC?
CVFS? T minus 20 minute GPC dump is complete. Step 978.
Copy, thank you.
Fly, did you complete your pre-flight uplink load?
Yes, sir, that is all complete.
Yes.
Need all personnel, discontinue all non-mandatory LDB traffic for the remainder of the count.
When did he?
Zero on 212.
Reporting that the KSC area is clear for launch. Coming on your reinitialization.
We are coming along. We're in the middle of testing at this moment. We expect another 10 to 15 minutes.
Stand by.
Houston flight 212. Sequence 16, step 991, the IMU missile alignment correction. 994, the launch target uplink update. Force down to 1001. Those are not required today.
Christian. 985 complete.
OIS.
Deactivated.
ISO.
No.
Configuration is not complete. See?
Understand.
UCPVD.
give you 1017.
Thank you.
Houston, flight 212. 2011, we have one change or note for the crew we'd like to call up, please.
Houston, with your predicted max rates and first stage, when you're ready to copy.
120. 120. Houston, go ahead.
Yeah, maximum roll rate in first stage is 2 degrees per second at 50 seconds, 1 degree per second, 40 seconds, 1 degree per second. Expect roll oscillations between 50 and 80 seconds. Expect a nominal trajectory in second stage.
The roll 2 degrees a second at 50 seconds, pitch 1 degree per second at 40 seconds, yaw 1 degree per second, roll oscillations from 50 to 80 seconds, and a nominal second stage.
RPS, Houston Flight Entity. 18, you can activate your recorders.
RPS, copy.
TD on air to ground one, taking a status check for launch, say go, no go for launch. OTC. PTC.
Payloads are go.
LPS.
Go.
Houston flight.
Go.
TM.
STM go.
Safety.
Safety go.
SP.
SP go.
CDR.
Go.
SRO.
This is SRO NTD. Can you stand by 1 minute? We believe we got our problem fixed, and I will report back in just a few moments.
Copy.
NTD.
Go ahead.
I can give you step 1034 at this time.
Copy. Okay, launch director, NTD, everyone's go except SRO, and he thinks he's going to be go here momentarily.
We copy. And we'll do the management poll this time. Payload operations director.
Payloads are go, Bob.
Director.
Bob, engineering's go.
Team quality.
Safety and quality's go, Bob.
Weather.
Launch director, we have no weather constraints to launch, over.
Good. Manager, launch director.
The MMT has no constraints to launch. You're clear to proceed.
NTD, everybody being green and in the range, expecting to get there momentarily. You should plan on coming out of the hold at the nominal timeline, and we'll plan on holding at 5 minutes. And if range does not go before then, the launch director looks like a good opportunity. So we're going to make a run at it, Steve.
Bob, thanks again to you and the whole team for all your efforts. We appreciate it, and we're ready to go and see you in about 10 days.
And, and for Hans and Ulrich, Galoox.
See you then. That's all the see you then.
We'll pick up a T-minus 9 in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
SRO?
No.
SRO. SRO on 212.
Go ahead, SRO.
Do we have permission to bring the command carrier up?
CBRS, NTD.
CBRS is ready. You can go.
Is there anybody else that needs to be polled for that CBRS?
We'll all go.
The only person that needs to be polled at this point.
I have a nurse standing by.
Understand. You've got to go, SRO.
I copy. Thank you.
We'll pick up a T-minus 9 in 1 minute.
SRO and 212.
Go ahead, SRO.
At this time, the range is green. SRO is go, and you have a range clear to launch.
Copy that, and CBRS entity.
This can verify our launch commit criteria is go, and we're ready for launch.
Understand, thank you. Launch director, you copy?
You have a go to proceed.
Resume on my mark. Auto sequence has been initiated.
Entity, comp check air to ground one. Entity.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we need FCO on air to ground one.
Stand by.
FCO.
Yeah, comp check air to ground one, how do you read?
And you're allowed clear.
Okay, stay with us on air to ground one, please.
The OTC. We'll fire on essential bus source switches. Let's go for OAA retract.
Did he? Yeah, you copy. We will not hold it, guys.
We copy. Yes, OTC. Start APU and hydraulic strip chart recorder.
APU strip chart started.
LTOTC perform APU pre-start.
Cascade Arrows.
Turn the fault.
Flight crew, OTC, close and lock your visors and initiate O2 flow and have a good flight.
Thank you very much.
For ET, LH2, pressurization.
30 seconds. Set.
Go for auto sequence start.
5.
Go for main engine start.
Lift off, SRV ignition.
Green, roll to green, Houston.
Columbia. Go at throttling.
Throttling, go at throttling.
Performance nominal. Not required. Your go for the photo DTO.
DC PVD.
Go ahead, PVD.
42 out of sequence 17, Jan 2 to air, changeover is complete, and we're standing by for our ECS personnel to enter the room.
Ben.
CTLS 212. Got some steps in sequence 17 when you're ready.
Okay, stand by just one. TC.
And coming at you through Tedris East. We would like you to hold off on APU shutdown until we can verify water spray boiler activation.
OTC 212. OTC call.
Got some steps in sequence 17 to buy off when you're ready.
Okay.
76 through and 77 are complete. 960. 978. Steps 160 through 162.
That's yellow. That's all you've got, right?
Yes, ma'am. We'd like permission to go ahead and leave station.
You gotta go.
Thank you.
TCOTC, do you copy that?
I copy.
Thank you.
TCGSS.
Go ahead.
I can verify sequence 17, step 129. Like the kickoff for 130.
Gotta go on 130.
Copy that. Could I get a CMQC on 142?
Sure. CMQC, OTC. Copy 142. Thank you.